And I love all of you fine folks from DFCU Financial. I'm not going to start naming everybody right now, but I can tell you this. That's a great, great place to do business. I do business with them, and you should too. DFCU Financial. It's astonishing how good they are with everything they do. And I've been with big banks, and they are not great. The big, 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 big ones, the national ones. I'm not going to name names right now. But anyway, just bear that in mind. You deserve good service. Israel and Iran, there they go again, trading fire early today in their first attack since the U.S. struck a ceasefire with Tehran 2 months ago, giving the Iranians every opportunity to recalibrate, hide their missiles, and get more munitions from China and North Korea and anyone else. Never made a lot of sense. But hours later, after the firing, Iran's military said that it would stop offensive operations. Of course it will. They just need a little time to reload. WJR's Marie Osborne joins us with the very latest as she sees it. Hello, Marie.
Hi there, Paul. Well, we do have developments in this story that came up just within the last 30 minutes or so. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is now saying that his country will hold off on attacking Iran, quote, for now, but warns Israel will respond forcefully if strikes resume. This was in a televised address. He said the fire is contained, and after Iran earlier announced that it would stop striking Israel. Now, both sides have promised to retaliate if fighting begins again, and Iran has warned of severe response if the Israeli Defense Forces continue striking in southern Lebanon. The pause for hostilities follows calls from the U.S. President, of course, Donald Trump, he's calling for both sides to stop the shooting. This was after these renewed hostilities overnight and into this morning. And the fear was that these strikes would again threaten to drag the Middle East back into a full-scale war. This newest exchange happened after Iran launched missiles towards Israel in response to Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon. President Trump insisting that the latest fighting will not derail ongoing U.S.-Iran peace negotiations. He told reporters he remains firmly in control of the diplomatic process. Officials have been unable to turn the April ceasefire into a deal to permanently end the conflict. And, of course, during all this, Iran has maintained that stranglehold on the Strait of Hormuz. That's a crucial passage for the world's oil and natural gas. And as we know, all of that is driving the oil prices higher. So again, this development just within the last half hour or so, that President Benjamin Netanyahu is saying that the country will hold off on attacking Iran for now.
I just thought of something that just came to my mind, Marie.
Oh, do share with the class.
Oh, you want me to tell you? Okay. I was hoping you did. I now figured it out, why he's so high on that UFC stage being built on the front lawn of the White House. And he's going to solve the Middle East crisis in the ring via a UFC fight among all the principals. What do you think?
It hasn't been tried. Why not? So,
nothing would surprise me at this point.
Steel cage diplomacy.
Yeah, steel
cage diplomacy. Oh, I love that,
diplomacy.
Mike.
How about that, huh? Steel cage diplomacy on the front lawn of the White House. Coming up next and brought to you by Trump Watches. Anyway, so there we are. Back and forth and forth and back and back and forth. I don't have any answers for you. Sorry. This will be exciting tonight, and I hope I'm in a position to watch, that President Trump is supposed to be at Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight at New York's Madison Square Garden. And people are going to learn, as you and I have, Marie, and maybe others here on the staff, what it's like when a sitting president shows up at anything.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Remember the auto shows?
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, I remember the events here, Paul. I think the Knicks are telling people to get to the game 2 hours ahead of time.
At least. And the mayor, the mayor of New York is also supposed to be there. I wonder if they'll sit together.
He has to get there 2 hours ahead of time as well.
I mean, they always get along together when they're in the same room, so maybe they will be sitting courtside together, Marie.
Maybe the bros will have a beer together. Who knows?
It's going to be wild there tonight. I'm telling you, it is going to be wild. And that's just game three. It is going to be crazy there tonight.
What can you say? I hope and pray that this, wherever this started happening, where, you know, people riot when good things happen now. They win a game and then they set things on fire and turn cars upside down. When did this happen, Marie?
Well, do you remember in 1984? We have that famous picture here after the World Series. Remember the guy standing in front of the overturned car?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's sad.
But yeah.
Sad, but true. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's got to stop. And I hope it does. I do hope the Knicks win tonight at home and give the New Yorkers that good present. They certainly deserve a nice present like that, don't they?
Yes, I would have liked it more in Detroit, but okay.
Well, I mean, of course.
And you can get courtside tickets for the low price of $108,000.
Yeah,
I saw that, Mike.
Mitch's column yesterday for the it's
gross.
It's wrong. They've taken the game away from the average person who made the game what it is today.
Yes.
It is disgusting, and I don't know what we do about it. I honestly don't know what you do at a time like this.
Stop buying tickets, I guess.
But the average person isn't buying tickets anymore.
Right.
They're $9,000 for the worst seats.
Yes.
Right.
$100,000 plus for the good seats. It's ridiculous. It's wrong.
It's up to the teams, and I don't think the teams are going to do anything about it.
They're not going to do anything about that. No, sir.
Well, you know what? I give our Pistons credit for making the deal with Channel 20 so that they could have made a lot more money selling it to the biggest bidder and all these other, you know, it could have been on the Pillsbury Network. I mean, they sell it wherever they can sell it, but it's going to be on regular free TV, which you still need basic cable anymore to get regular free TV, but that's a lot different than all these other channels where you have to look around and spend a lot of money. So anyway, Riri, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You'll let us know if anything else is going on.
Will do.
Thanks, Marie Osborne, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News, and she's got lots of good plans for America's 250th anniversary and the 4th of July. We've got a lot of plans. Because WJR has been here for a lot of it, 102 years of it, and you can depend on us. Look, if you're looking to cut energy costs and reinvest in what matters most, and I hope that you are, you should know about DTE's Energy Efficiency Program for Business, because DTE's Energy Efficiency Program for Business helps organizations save energy and lower operating expenses, and that includes K-12 schools. Right now, schools can receive a 15% bonus rebate on qualifying electric upgrades like lighting and HVAC on top of the standard rebate. Got to act fast, though. Funds are limited, and funds are available on a first-come, first-served basis through September 30th, 2026. So call 855-748-2525 to get started today with DTE's Energy Efficiency Program for Business and K-12 schools. 855-748-2525. Get started today. 1244 with Paul W. J.R.